Thank you. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm very happy to be here with Kayla Orozco, who has a very interesting and very international career, not only here, but also in Amsterdam and in Washington. She came from Washington today to be with us here. And the piece that you're going to hear, we're going to do the third and fourth movement due to time restrictions. We're going to just do those two movements. But the first of those movements is very fascinating because it is based on an African pentatonic scale. And as Kayla, she'll tell you more about it right now, but she was saying this is not what we usually associate with African music.
Yes, good evening. I'm really happy to be here today. The light doesn't let me see, but I hope you see me. Victoria was telling about the first movement you're going to hear that is actually the third movement of the piece, and it's called Canción de Cuna. That means lullaby. And I just recreated the pentatonic atmosphere of certain Afro-Cuban kind of music that is not exactly associated with drums and bata drums, like, you know, it's not the rhythmical part of the Afro-Cuban music, but there are some kinds of songs, lyrical songs, that also existed in Cuba, and this atmosphere is on that that piece, in that movement.
You had also said that your father was an ethnomusicologist, and you have done a fair amount of investigation, not only into the music of Cuba and Africa, but also of Venezuela. And I wonder if you'd tell us a little bit about that.
I was always fascinated with the idea of any kind of folkloric music, not only from Cuba, but from different countries. And since my father worked very hard, especially in the Cuban music part called son, which is the predecessor of the so-called salsa and so on, I used a lot of his investigations results in my creations. Not only that, but in general, I work a lot with Cuban music in my works. And I have been always fascinated with Venezuelan music since I was a child. And in 2006, I had the opportunity to conduct a field work in Venezuela in the música llanera. It means the music from the plains of Venezuela. Which they have all sort of different kinds of music, but this particular one is like the one more representing Venezuela musically. Like it's the genre that represents this music is the joropo, and that's for Venezuela. Like flamenco is for Spain, like the tango is for Argentina, and the song is for Cuba and so on. I repeat, there are a lot of kinds of music in Venezuela, but that one particularly attracted me due to the rich counterpoint between harp, maracas, cuatro, which is a small four-string guitar, and I was always fascinated with that. So I went there, the experience changed my life completely and influenced my music a lot. I even learned to play maracas a little bit. It's my hobby now. And so that fourth movement, which is the last one you're going to hear, is based on a kind of joropo. Joropos has different kinds, and they have different names, like pajarillo. They have names of animals and things from the nature and different kinds of things. So there are like pajarillos, periquera. I don't know, there are many. And one of them is Seis por Derecho. And then I name this piece Seis por Izquierdo. Derecho means right and izquierdo means the left. It doesn't mean anything. I mean, I just changed it for the fun, not because of any philosophical idea behind it. So I hope you enjoy the music.
Thank you so much, Kayla. Thank you.